Welcome to the Fantasy Boys Podcast, everybody. Coming at you live from the East End Tavern and Bistro.
East End Bistro and Pub. You got it wrong.
Whatever.
Coming to you the day after we did this last.
Yes.
It was yesterday, and Ryan's shitty computer didn't work.
So. Yeah, I fucked up. Apparently, you can look at too much porn, and it fucks up with your browser.
So you need a MacBook, man.
The shitty mixer doesn't compat with iOS, and that's what caused all the consternation yesterday.
Consternation? Fuck off.
You can download Audacity on, and it would probably recognize on there. But anyway, that's technical shit. I'm Bill Squire.
Hey, I'm Ryan DiPerna.
Brian Kenny.
And we have an audience, a live audience.
Woo!
Yeah! Hey, guys!
There's more people here listening to us record this live than listen to this podcast already.
Absolutely. That's all right. That's right. My only regret that we did not save that audio from yesterday is we don't get to hear Brian earnestly call the Las Vegas Raiders that team from the city of sin. Sincerely, he said that, and it was the funniest thing that I've ever witnessed.
You really got a kick out of it. I thought it was funny how funny you thought it was, and just like we were pretty stoned.
We had a case of the giggles. But
and the good point is, that's the only part I remember from last week from yesterday was this. So, like, we can have these same conversations, and I'll be like, hey, I'm making another
good point. Pretty much.
But it's just Brian's now. That's what Brian said yesterday that made sense. Like, you know who's underrated for the Browns? Sean Rogers.
I can go on and on about Sean Rogers.
We should go on and on about Sean Rogers. Big baby Sean Rogers, everybody.
We were saying yesterday, I think that Sean Rogers had the most... one of the most underrated seasons any Browns players had since 1999. That year, because 2007, I think, is one of the most disappointing Browns teams of all time. 2008, yes. 2007 was a team that went 10-6. You had a quarterback that threw 29 touchdowns.
D.A. Derek Horseballs Anderson.
Horseballs threw 29 touchdowns, and no matter how anything panned out, you still had a quarterback that's coming off of a Pro Bowl 29 touchdown season. You have a wide receiver that went for over 1,000. You have a tight end that went for over 1,000. You have a running back that went for 1,300. I mean, that 10-6 team that was, like, I think the third team in NFL history to go 10-6 and not make the playoffs. It's happened a couple times since, but I mean,
yeah, it's a bummer.
That's just a typical Browns thing. So you come back next year,
and it was such a winnable game against Cincinnati that we lost. That would have put us at 11-5 and would have got in.
I don't really remember that game. I think Derek Anderson threw a bunch of interceptions, didn't he?
But they were not a great team that year. We could have won that game.
That year, I think that they're really only the run defense. Like, they just got murdered on the ground, if I remember correctly. Now, the next year, they pick up two pieces. They picked up, what was his name, Corey Williams from the Packers, who had like 7 sacks the year before. And then they picked up Sean Rogers, who also had like 7 sacks the year before. But he was like a 3-technique nose. Or no, he was like a 0-technique nose, but like in Detroit. But they ran a 4-man front. So then we bring him in to run the 3-4. So he comes in, he's playing that 0-technique nose. And usually, I mean, like, what, 25 tackles?
What's a 0-technique nose?
It's just head up on the center. The guy that snaps the ball.
Ah, I see.
The big guy that faces him straight up. He's not shaded to either side.
Like. Yeah, I guess, yeah. I could have deduced that.
He's not shaded to either side. He's head up, and it's a, you know, you're supposed to be, most of the time, like a 4-man front, you're asked to be a 1-gap player. In a 3-man front, that guy that's right in the middle, he's asked to cover a couple gaps. So that's a really difficult technique, and that's crucial for any solid 3-4 defense. Like Vince Wilfork, he was one of the linchpins of that Patriots defense for a while. And he, like, his stats at the end of the year would be like, he'd be making Pro Bowls or All-Pro appearances for like 25 tackles, 2.5 sacks. Like, that's
a
solid year.
Away all of our audience.
This is a sports podcast. All these nerds can fuck off.
That's true.
And I will. And we even got Mike Dragon to fuck off.
Mission accomplished.
I love that he's embraced this. Like, Mike Dragon. What are you
going to
do?
Yeah, how do we get rid of Mike Dragon? Just talk about football, I guess.
Just acknowledge his presence.
Talk about defensive fronts. Not just football in general. Defensive fronts.
I like the nickel package!
Oh. Tampa 2!
Dude, the Rams are putting it to the 49ers today.
Yeah, we're currently watching Thursday Night Football. And, hey, where's your boy Brian Hoyer? You weren't a big Brian Hoyer fan.
You didn't even let me finish. But I did support Brian Hoyer for a long time.
I think...
We'll get to Brian Hoyer in a second. Let me finish my Sean Rogers shit. Just because you heard it yesterday doesn't mean I shouldn't say it on the podcast.
Fair enough.
You pieces of shit. So, anyways, like I said, like those kind of stats. But that year in 2008... Everybody shit the bed except for Sean Rogers. The whole team fucking crumbled, but Sean Rogers balled out. He had 64 tackles as a 3-4 nose, like 5.5 sacks, blocked like 3 field goals. It was crazy. So I think Fantasy Boys Hall of Famer number one, Sean Rogers.
Yeah.
Sean Big Baby Rogers.
Big Baby is going on our fucking Fantasy Boys Mount Rushmore.
Only Cleveland people are allowed in. Everybody else can fuck right on off.
Unless, no, we can't have him on the...
This is a separate Mount Rushmore than
so
the
Cleveland. So that's not the Cleveland one.
No, this is the Fantasy Boys.
Well, nobody knows what we're talking about because this is the thing that happened last night.
Yesterday we were talking about the Cleveland Mount Rushmore, and I think who do we end up putting on it?
Bernie. The leg lamp.
Bernie the leg lamp.
We need to say Norton Furniture. Yeah, Drew Carey.
Drew Carey and Bob Hope.
Big Chuck and Little John aren't represented. Goulardi. I think we definitely said Bob Hope.
We said Bob Hope, but I disagree with Bob Hope.
Why?
Because Bob Hope is not synonymous with
Cleveland. When he went other places, did he?
I don't believe so. I've never heard of anybody
He's
say Bob.
He's always been from here, yeah.
Is he from Cleveland?
I didn't really talk about it a lot, but he was from here. I always...
Coco, do you know that Bob Hope... Did you know that Bob Hope was from Cleveland?
I knew that he had really big ears, and they talked about him a lot on All That.
See?
What about Steve Harvey?
I love that show.
I don't know.
I love that show.
Steve Harvey is on record of saying he's from Cleveland, but I don't think people synonymously think that Steve Harvey is from Cleveland.
Cleveland?
I just thought that the singer Filter was from Cleveland.
You want to put Richard Patrick on that?
No, but his brother, Robert Patrick, the T-1000, I'll put him on there.
Okay.
I'll put him in consideration. I don't think he's making it on. But I kind of like the... Can Big Chuck and Little John count as one?
Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
I would do Big Chuck, Little John.
Can we do Goulardi, just local TV people?
You want to hear random...
Just maybe Dick Goddard? I mean, that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah,
like,
yeah that's real
We should
hard.
Think about
oh,
it. Cause
Dick Goddard is...
Tweet at it. Tweet
yeah,
at us.
Tweet at Fantasy
let's,
Boys.
Let's,
Fantasy
yeah, give
Boys.
Us noise.
Market.
And then we'll all discuss it. We'll all come up with our own, and then next week we'll all see
right.
what our Cleveland
Everybody's got homework.
Mount Rushmore
Tweet
is.
At us.
At Fantasy Boys Pod. Boys with a Z.
That's right.
Fantasy
LeBron.
Boys.
Yeah, we said LeBron.
Oh, yeah, LeBron.
Man, LeBron's got to.
Yeah. So
unless he leaves. So he's got a tentative head.
They're polishing the marble right now. They haven't chiseled out the features.
If he leaves, you don't put him on?
Yeah,
brought us our first championship.
Oh, my God. I mean...
So long that I have to put him on no matter what.
That's true.
Fucking...
That was...
I don't know.
Where were you guys? Were you guys downtown for Game 7?
Were,
right?
I was at the watch party.
No, I was a maniac doing the exact same thing that I did every other win in that series.
Oh, yeah, you are a maniac.
Yeah, seriously.
How deep does your sports... what's that called?
Superstition?
Yeah. How deep does that go?
Deep.
Yeah?
Deep.
It depends.
Like, what were you doing during those games?
Okay. So, like, I watched only the wins at this place. Like, I mean, and those wins were broken up. So, like, I went to other places. Like, I wasn't feeling the superstition. And then we noticed every single time they're winning here. So, just for, you know, continuity, I go to Get-Go on the way. And I get the exact same thing every time.
You are fucking...
I wore the exact same shirt. It was a Philly cheese... I was eating Philly cheesesteaks and drinking Bud Ice Tall Boys throughout that entire series.
And wearing a Philly cheesesteak t-shirt?
But they won every time you were there?
Like the same t-shirt.
Did they lose games while you were there?
Not one.
Okay, so you went to the first two games, you were somewhere else, then they
mm-hmm.
won game three, right?
Uh-huh.
And then
I went somewhere else.
And then you were like, I gotta go back.
Yes. And all of us, everybody watching it there, did the exact same shit. Me and my brother.
This year?
Me and my buddy and his brother.
Did it lose its magic?
We didn't. Yeah, it lost its magic. I couldn't drink Bud Ice.
Ah,
is this real?
I went to
or eat Philly cheesesteaks.
The only superstitious thing, it wasn't even a thing that I did, but like recently I had tickets to the Indians game on Saturday, and I kind of wanted them to lose on Friday so they didn't lose on Saturday, and then I could be blamed for it. And they did, and it worked out, and they haven't lost since. They've won the first team since like the 1884 fucking Cotton Gins or whatever to fucking win 26 of 27. They're ridiculous.
Oh my god. And I love it because, you know, anytime in baseball when you're talking about old timey stats, when you're comparing teams now to old timey stats in a game that's been played for that long and tracked that fucking diligently for that long,
absolutely,
you have that much statistics, and you know, the improbability of a team being this good is that insane. It's amazing. It's so much fun right now.
I love it because my heart was fucking ripped out by the Indians many times.
We broke
in
up.
My life.
when they lost this past to the Cubs, she was like gonna come over. And I was like, no, I don't feel
too
like
depressed.
It. I was too depressed. And then, like, she's like, well, fuck you. And, like, she got all mad. And I was like, well, I'm just really sad about the Indians. But you, like, were really mean to me.
Yeah, my car got hit on the street. Like, we were leaving booths.
Yeah.
Like, it all just went down. And as soon as they, like, lost, seconds later, the bar that was totally packed was completely 100% empty within like 2 minutes.
Oh, I bet.
So I get in my car, I'm like not even starting it yet, and then he's like, yeah, no, you're not coming over. And I'm like, oh, that's not how this is supposed to go down. And now I'm in a fucking bad mood too. And then some guy comes like flying down Detroit and just knocks basically my entire mirror off my
Jesus
car.
Jesus Christ.
Like,
holy
okay,
shit.
I can just,
that was the only
just
day
go
that,
home and cry now.
That was the only day that DUIs
such
got
excused,
though.
Such a terrible night.
Though,
but she didn't even
city.
Go home. To another dude's house.
Honestly,
we weren't dating
that
officially
was the plan,
then.
Though.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I
was going
so,
to somebody's house.
I was going to say, if they would have won, then you would have had to fuck that same dude again. But I didn't. So now you're off the hook. But no, fucking, I don't remember what I was going to say because that was a good line.
The fucked up thing is, like, I'd sign off on that. I'd be like, hey, you're going to fuck that guy.
Like, yeah, like, it perfectly.
Road trip.
Yeah. Back to every year. If they're in the fucking, if there's a game seven, you know what you got to do.
You're like Andre Karolinko, where his
call
wife gave
up.
Him the fucking pass on his
up.
Birthday. Yeah, there you go. Sorry.
Tell him you're coming over.
I hope you're you got a relaxed jaw for this evening. But fucking, oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say. That moment, I will say that Game 7 World Series, the moment when Rajay Davis hit that home run was the greatest moment of my fandom ever. Like,
oh
that was
god.
The coolest
oh,
thing
oh
I was
my
watching
god.
It was ever
brother,
happened.
And we're just screaming, like, so it was. Because it was a comeback, like, and it felt
yeah.
like, oh shit, maybe this will happen, and like it felt incredible.
Well, the game before they used Chapman for no reason, and I was just like talking shit when it came in. I was like, he's worn out, he's gonna fucking give up a home run. I like kept calling it the whole time, and it happened. And our buddy Wilson Rivera carried me around my my house. People were like fucking free, like breaking shit, and then they lost and.
Yeah,
it was the highest of highs to
the lowest
of lows.
I just hate Brian Shaw so much.
Statistically,
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck
with
whoever's day I watch the games. I hate Brian Shaw.
Yeah.
Hate Brian
well,
Shaw.
I don't know, man. Maybe you should not look like Evil Cartman so much. It'd be better.
But this year is different. We are, what, a game back of the Dodgers now?
I don't know if the Dodgers lose.
They
because,
won today.
Dude,
oh, okay.
The starting
yeah, so
pitching is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude, ask Ryan. Me and him would text back and forth throughout the season. And this
oh, he's
start
a negative
got,
Nelly.
Man.
Oh, the Dodgers?
No. The Indians, at the start of this season, I was frustrated.
He,
I was
yeah.
mad.
He, like, I got on him because like, how can you be so positive about the Browns all the time and be so negative about the Indians? And then
because
eventually he broke
the,
my spirit, and I was like, yeah, they fucking suck.
Because
man.
Of the Tito Francona window. That's what freaks me out. is, like, if we're going to fucking get one, we have to get one with a manager like Tito. Like, you can't not get one with Tito.
Right.
When you have this amazing thing, especially, and he's already dying. Said that his health is not great.
Did you ever see that picture?
Like, I very much, like, it makes me nervous that we won't be able to win one with Tito. So that's why I got nervous at the beginning, because fucking Encarnacion's hitting 230 for a large portion of the beginning of the year.
Yeah, sometimes it
Frankie
takes a while
was,
to get
down to 250.
162 games, man.
It's a marathon, Brian.
But, like, if you look at last year and then this year, you're like, you're thinking to yourself, and I said it a bunch of times, like, they're not going to win 14 in a row again.
No, exactly.
And they did it. And they fucking beyond
they
it.
Went, they won 22 in a row.
Smashed that.
I was so happy.
And they're still playing great baseball.
Yeah, and they lost the
they've
one
lost
game
one
by
game
one
and,
run.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I was so happy when that Universal Windows Direct promotion happened, where they had to win 15 in a row, because they were like, yeah, sure, free windows. They're never going to statistic. Like, before this, a team with 14-plus winning streaks in back-to-back seasons had happened, like, twice, mm-hmm. again, in the fucking, like, 200 years of fucking baseball. But then I found out they took out insurance on it, and it was less exciting.
Of course, yeah.
I worked for a competitor. I knew for a while they took out insurance on
really?
That. Yeah, everybody was talking about it.
That was all, because it was giving me, because it gave me blue balls last year when the fucking parade was supposed to happen for the Browns going 0-16 and it didn't, and I was like, I want to see somebody like suffer for all the years that I've suffered for fucking my stupid Cleveland fandom.
I got blocked by Munch.
Oh, Munch Bishop, Mike Marsh Bishop.
But now he works at our station again, so like I see him in the halls all the time. So like, and I didn't even say anything, but I was just tagged into someone that, and he just blocked everybody that was in that tweet
that
he didn't like. Because he got real mad about that. Whole 16.
The fuck is that?
16, I don't know, some sort of...
Oh, that was a bat. There was a bat. We're outside of
a
porch right
bug.
Now. Yeah, look. That's a fucking bat. Look.
That's not
no,
a bat.
Is it?
Oh, no.
It's like a
holy
white,
shit.
It's not a white bat.
I think it's two bugs on top of each other.
No,
you think they're fucking?
Bug fucking!
Bug fucking!
It's...
Bug this is the newest segment of Fantasy Boys.
Bug fucking.
Bug fucking. Bug fucking.
It is a praying mantis, I believe.
It is praying mantis time of year, because I've seen three of those in the past 2 days.
I haven't seen those.
And like two, like right as soon as I got like, one was dead, one was like a decapitated dead male.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever think, like, I always thought praying mantis was a stupid fucking name. Like, the insect went to the courthouse and like, how about kneeling reaper? I'm like, nah, that's fucking gay. Praying mantis then? Alright, sure.
What is it called when it's like multiple? Is it praying manti?
Yeah, praying
manti
teo. One of them's made up.
Something else is going to come out about that. I'm telling you.
Do you know who that is? Manti teo?
No,
He's a.
I just love that he's like, one of them's made up.
Well, no, yeah. Manti teo, for those who are not familiar. Played for Notre Dame, was in consideration for the Heisman, right?
I think he pretty much deserved the Heisman.
Yeah.
He was ridiculous.
He was
that
great.
Year.
So, but like part of his narrative, like they would show this every Saturday, like they on ESPN, like College Game Day, they'd do like a player profile or whatever. So he was, you know, Heisman guy, high profile school. So he had this whole story that got repeated over and over again, where his girlfriend died of cancer, and he dedicated this season to her or whatever. Turns out she was made up. Actually, he had voice recording, like voicemails. He had never met her, allegedly. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out it was a guy that was catfishing him the whole time.
No.
AKA catfishing him. I still feel that it was like kind of like...
It is the most bizarre
like
fucking
story
yeah. of all time.
Oh, absolutely.
It is going to make the greatest 30 for 30 one of these days.
I hope so.
I think something else weird is going on. I think that... My guess, Manti Te'o is transgender. Calling it right now.
He's transgender?
I think he's transgender.
I think he's gay.
I just think he's gay and he had a relationship.
That's
with
too
that
much.
Guy.
I feel like.
No. Because,
that's
like,
too
that's
much.
Too much. Being transgender is not too much.
Yeah, that's a way. That's an extra
there's,
step.
There's been gay players and then more gay players are coming out in
yeah,
the
except
NFL.
Except they kick the one fucking openly gay guy out of the NFL.
Hmm. They didn't really kick him out.
Dude, he got the Colin Kaepernick treatment and a half. He won the SEC Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, but fucking Jason White won the Heisman. It doesn't mean that you're going to translate to the NFL.
But to cut him, like, I understand that. you're still not gonna cut him in training camp if he wins the SEC player. You'll put him on the fucking. He'll make a practice squad somewhere. Like,
okay, I don't know these people, but I agree with you.
Yeah, exactly. They forced out Michael Sam because he was going to be a distraction, quote unquote, which means nothing. Which is the same fucking people that like say this shit about Colin Kaepernick. It's like, I want your politics out of my football. Well, you know what? Like, fucking football exists in reality, and political things.
And
happen
if you have
in
a
reality.
Platform to like make a difference or make a stance, and it's important, then you. If it were me and I was on that platform, it might be a thing that
absolutely.
I do creatively, but if I had that platform, then you're going to speak your mind if you think it might make a difference.
For sure. Absolutely. Because
and those people
I don't,
should be commended.
Right. A 100%. And if this ever gets back to him, Clay Travis, suck my fucking dick, you fucking piece of shit.
What? Are the bugs back?
The praying man is looking at me.
Oh, yeah, there's a praying man.
Oh, I see ya.
That kneeling.
Can we watch it tear the head off? Because that's what they do. Like, the females tear the head off the dude.
Are they still fucking?
I never.
It's just one.
It's just one. There was two.
I thought it was.
The murder's already happened.
I thought it was praying, like, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G.
Praying mantises don't fly, do they?
Yeah.
Apparently they do. You just saw it.
What?
Mind blown.
They don't fly.
My mind is blown. By this
fly. That fucking thing just flew.
I don't think it's a praying mantis.
It is a praying
mantis. Look at it.
Where is it?
It's
looks like
it
wants to hang out with
ghosts,
Space Ghost.
Space Ghost! You guys remember Space Ghost? That was a good fucking show.
Did you ever see the Brack show? What was the praying mantis' name? Zorak.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. That Brack show was fucking awesome.
People hated it. I loved it.
I loved it.
It
I
was
died,
so
man.
Funny.
I, thought it was
I
so
used
funny.
To.
I like that more than Space Ghost.
That was like some of the first stuff I downloaded on like Morpheus or. Whichever one it was at that time.
Kazaa.
I remember Kazaa. I always used to download porn on that.
Me too.
Yeah,
like onto the family exactly. computer and you'd name
like
it something.
Eight porns.
I remember I had one called NHL Hits.
one time, I had a... Because before... I think I told this story on the last podcast, did I? We used to exchange like VHS tapes. Because it was right as the internet... We all had dial-up and shit. So we had VHS porn tapes, and I used to hide it underneath my fucking dresser. And it was hardcore, like fucking shit. People shouldn't be watching it as like fucking 13-year-olds. And like, when I came home from baseball practice one day, and it was just like sitting on the fucking kitchen table. My mom like walked in. She's like, "What is this?" And I like panicked. I was like, "My friend told me that he would give me the tape of Game 7 of the World Series, and like, it wasn't that, and I didn't know what to do." And she's like, "I'm gonna call his mom." I'm like,
I remember I was babysitting my cousin, and my uncle was kind of a dirtbag. So as soon as like they left, I had three cousins. They all went to bed. And then I was just going through his tapes. And then in the back, you find the ones that, like, no label on them. Like, let's see what we got here. And it was, like, this, like, dubbed, like, you know, where you do, like, the two VCR thing. So it was, like, shitty quality, like, 80s porn with, like, the big hair and real long fingernails.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, lesbians, like, fingering each other. But because their fingernails were so long, it was fucking freaking me out. So I'm like, that can't feel good. That can't. Fingernails are too long. It's gotta be terrible. It was upsetting.
It was like Flo Jo.
She was like, they were some fucking pounds. And I'm just like, no.
Vagina clawing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one. I got this wrestling podcast, this wrestling porn when I was in the Philippines. Because you just go into like where they'd sell like the DVDs, like the like DVDs.
Did you ever go to a donkey show over there?
No, they didn't have.
Did it have donkey shows?
I mean, not that I knew of, but. I don't think so.
That's more Tijuana.
Yeah.
I feel like it's any third world country.
And there's probably
yeah,
stuff I didn't get that deep.
Before.
But
I've sorry, seen them on the internet.
But it's like it was like these cat like videos where they're just like these big titty Australian bitches because like a lot of their porn and stuff is taken from there because it's closer, and so and they're just like, oh, I'm gonna get you right in the pussy. And I'm like, oh, their voices are kind of ruining for me. And they were like beating the shit out of each other, and like really like because I just grabbed a handful, and like that was one of them. So I'm like, I guess I'll watch this one. And I was like, they're naked. I like that. They're pretty hot. But I don't like their voice, and I don't like how mean they are being.
You call this a dildo? That a dildo? This is a dildo.
Hey, crikey.
What a shitty fucking Australian accent.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fucking, yeah. What were we talking about? The Mount Rushmore of Cleveland?
No, Kyrie. Let's talk about Kyrie. Kyrie ties it off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
there
right.
There we go.
You know what we skipped over yesterday about, like, all of his, like, pseudo-intellectual fucking hippie girl bullshit? Is that he also has, like, a tattoo of, like, a fucking hand with a third eye in the middle of it. Like, a fucking, like, cam girl from fucking San Francisco. He fucking sucks. Fuck that guy. I can't wait until opening night when they fucking kick the shit out of them.
Dude, they came out with the ESPN Power Rankings, and it's like, oh, it's LA Analytics, and they were sixth. They put the Cavs sixth.
That's why I have Kyrie as, like, what, the 26th or 25th best player in the league?
That's probably accurate. Yeah. He doesn't play defense.
He doesn't play defense, and he goes cold. He's a high-volume shooter, and he'll keep shooting. Sometimes.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he's going to score 32 points a game for the Celtics, but they're going to be 50 in, you know, they're going to win maybe 50 games.
I'll tell you who's going to fucking kill him that nobody is talking about is they just dumped Avery Bradley for nothing, for a salary dump so they could sign Gordon Haywood.
Yeah.
And he, like, averaged, like, fucking 24 points for him or something like that. I mean, I'm not saying that fucking they're going to be good.
They're going to be good, but they're not going to be. But they also got rid of Jay Crowder, who was that glue guy that makes every, like, he was doing all those little intangibles that make a team really good and help them be dominant on defense. And that's a huge pickup for us because we need that guy.
Absolutely. I mean,
that guy against the Warriors is going to come in fucking handy.
Well, for sure, because
he'll beat us by like 8 points.
And we scored like 138, and they still lost or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, they need defense more than offense.
But, like, at the same time as well, like, they're amazing shooters, and they'll hit shots that are uncontested. But, like, they didn't miss shit.
No, they were insane.
I don't know if you can do that 2 years in a row. You can just be...
Plus, they're going to be lazy. Like, they won already. Like the Cavs this year.
And
you know
KD,
what I mean?
Who we can also talk about because he has a fake Twitter account. If you didn't hear about this, KD went on Twitter to try and defend himself, and he did it in the third person, saying that the Thunder had a shit roster and Billy Donovan wasn't a good coach.
True.
And but he said it all in third person, so people were like, oh, did you mean to switch to another account? And he's like,
I actually did that with one of our, I liked a picture that I probably,
you did what?
I liked a picture on fucking Twitter or whatever, I meant to do it on a different one.
Oh, really?
And, so it didn't turn out well.
Was it like a work account or something?
Oh, no, it was my personal account, but it was with a... Never mind.
Ted Cruz?
No, yeah, it was a Ted Cruz situation, but with a real person.
That was hilarious.
Oh, you liked the girl's picture? Yes, whoopsie. Yes. Whoops.
Hey, love you, baby. anyways. So.
That was an accident. You got
hacked. Exactly. I got hacked.
Totally got hacked.
I got hacked. Fake news. Speaking of fake news... the Browns are going to win this Sunday.
They fucking better.
Dude, they're favorite for the first time.
I know.
They have to. They better.
Ridiculous. It's not really ridiculous because Indianapolis is that...
Indianapolis is that bad.
Team. Yeah, they're awful.
And I've heard rumors that Andrew Luck wants the fuck out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard
I can't. I couldn't see him... Like, he's just such a nice guy, goober type. Like, I couldn't see him going, I want out.
Yeah, but, I mean... Even if you put him back in there, their line stinks. Their defense isn't great.
They have no receivers.
They have, he's a good enough quarterback, but he can't stay healthy. But, like, the line's the thing. Like, he needs a line that can protect him.
Well, that's because...
And they need a better system, too.
That's because Ryan Grigson was their fucking GM. Guess who he works for now?
God damn it.
The hometown Cleveland Browns.
Who was their GM before?
Ryan Grigson.
No, before that.
Oh, Bill Polian.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
A fucking asshole, too.
But he built teams that...
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, we still going? We didn't lose anything, did we?
No, we didn't lose anything.
Okay.
Poop and pee.
There we go. Anyways, yes, Bill Polian.
He put decent teams together.
He did.
He put damn good teams together.
And he fucking... I mean, he did, like, kind of backdoor his way into two. Did he draft Andrew Luck, or did they fire him before that?
I think he did draft Andrew Luck, but who would...
Andrew Luck was the most surefire prospect in a long time.
Yeah, that's an
Andrew
easy
Luck,
draft
there was no question about who was going number one overall in that draft.
Right.
And it should have been RG3. Can you imagine, like, how mad they'd be if they took... RG3.
Did you see the RG3 Santana Moss blow up this week?
No.
I saw the headline. I didn't click on it, but I heard about it.
He was basically saying that, so RG3 wanted the Shanahans out. And it's true. The fucking Mike Shanahan ruined RG3's career. A, he didn't want him to begin with. And B, he fucking put him out there on his fucking partially torn ACL in that game when he had no business being
out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, part of it, I'm not, like, taking all the blame away from RG3 because he also...
He could have said, no, I'm not ready to play.
Well, and he came back way too early because he had a sponsorship. He's more, like, brand than person. He was the prototype of fucking Russell Wilson before Russell Wilson was a fucking star.
That's what they wanted him to be.
Yeah, exactly.
He had a real heel turn, RG3.
Because once they, like, lost the locker room...
Well, but that was the thing. So Santana Moss went on radio this week, and he said, yeah, so he was motherfucking the Shanahans, and then Jay Gruden came in, and he's like, Jay Gruden didn't give a fuck. Jay Gruden would tell you to your face that you're an asshole. And I guess he lost favor with all that shit, and then, see, he's out of the league now. Blah, 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 blah. Like, basically, like, your comeuppance happened because you were a dick. And RG3 took to Twitter and, like, was calling him out, and he said, hey, the Browns named me captain. And I came back from a broken shoulder when I didn't have to. And I was like, you could have fucking still. Like, I wish that you wouldn't have came back.
Being captain of the Browns.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been so awesome if it worked out. God damn it.
Yes, Jake DeLome. Jake DeLome had a good career. It's just
the remember Ndamukong Suh destroying him in the preseason?
Who?
Ndamukong Suh.
Oh, I don't remember
destroying him in the preseason?
I remember that year when he started... they could have started out like something like 4-2, and they lost like a heartbreaker. And then the next week, like DeLome was back in, and then he like fucking threw an interception to end the game against the Jets, and they ended up like
I remember that
went downhill from there.
We struggle with the Jets.
I don't understand why. Like,
I don't.
They're so bad in every aspect of the game. They fucking is Josh McCown still starting? Did he get benched yet?
I don't know.
They drafted fucking, like, two guys.
Bryce Petty and Christian Hackenberg.
Christian Hackenberg,
yeah. And they don't want either of them because they both stank.
Yeah, and they're going to draft another quarterback. Like, you're a fucking failure as an organization.
Well, they cleaned house the same way we did.
Years. Well, I understand that. But, like, that's the thing that fucking pissed me off about the DeShone Kizer horseshit, right? It's like, everybody, like, there's two games in. And Hugh Jackson, I listened to his fucking press conference today. Hugh Jackson, like... outright said it. He's like, he's played two games and you're already fucking talking about like new draft picks and stuff like that. It's like, you gotta give him time.
Yeah, you gotta
he's not gonna be Brett Favre out of the fucking gate. Like, he's gonna have progress and then setbacks.
But
progress.
There's one way he can be more like Brett Favre, DeShone Kizer. Let us see that dick.
Yeah, and hopefully it's probably bigger than 4 inches, I would imagine. There's a reason he was that number four for...
Wait, did he show his dick?
Oh, yeah. That was
really?
Oh, yeah.
He sent a dick pic to a reporter.
No.
It was not
a good
dick pic. He scrubbed it from the internet.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find.
I don't know.
Cody has that.
Go to Google and type in Brett Favre dick pic Deadspin, because Deadspin has it on a video, but like you gotta watch the video. It is not a good dick. I'll tell you that. It's not something that you'd want to send a supermodel sideline reporter, or at least like fucking take a different angle, Brett. I know you're fucking 38 years old.
What am I googling?
At the time. What?
Brett Favre dick pic.
Deadspin.
Yeah. Make sure that Deadspin's in there.
Yeah, because that's like the only place.
You find it, Brian?
I'm looking for it.
It's a video. Yeah, play the video. See if we can... Oh, they play the voicemails, too. Here, turn up your volume. I'll put the mic to it.
Oh, he left your voicemails?
Yes, yes, yes.
Who leaves voicemails?
A fucking 40-year-old man in 2010 who doesn't know how to fucking use technology to
further.
Yeah, I did. I got a pretty great voicemail from another ex-girlfriend.
That's true.
There's
that one.
I don't know.
No, it will. Here we go.
I'm excited about
the mic. Hold on. Here we go. And Jen Sturger, Google her. She's very hot.
She's great.
Silent. Hold on.
Yeah, they're showing a bunch of things.
They'll play it. They'll play the voicemail. Hold
totally on. Unsolicited. Like,
yes.
she was just like.
She was not into it.
But imagine, like.
But he's Brett Favre.
Yeah. Like,
so I'm sure.
This stuff
yeah,
gone
he's
like,
done it. Here we go. His wife had breast cancer at the time, I believe.
But in real life.
Yes, in real life. And like, she's clearly giving him the cold shoulder, right?
Right, like, she's not giving him nothing.
No, and he's calling her multiple times, like, he's fucking leaving these, you fucking pathetic, you're Brett Favre, go fucking get some road beef.
But what gave him the...
She
I
was
know, like the balls to like
because he was like
the self a self
he
like,
was the,
he has
at the
no
time,
self-awareness whatsoever.
At the time he was the most famous football player.
Yeah,
he was like
Brett, that, but...
Tom Brady.
Did Tom Brady fuck Ivanka?
That's what I heard. Yeah, that's what Mooch. The Mooch said that, didn't he, in an interview?
Oh really?
Yeah.
Someone
was
shorter.
Yeah. Wait,
shorter
there's another
voicemails.
One. Right here. There it is. Oh, no!
Go back.
Hold on. There you go. Then after that, here she received Brett Favre's cock. Oh, no!
That last one's
okay.
But
no! I think the last two were okay, you know?
What?
I feel like those.
Oh my goodness.
No.
The first one, not great.
Listen,
the first one was terrible.
Be better at taking pictures of your cock.
Exactly.
I mean,
if you're gonna fucking send it,
fluff it up.
To a girl, to especially
well,
somebody
that
you have called multiple
right.
times.
It's the same as like a girl
exactly.
with makeup. You know what side looks good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like,
you can make your fucking
look
cock look like fucking a foot and a half long.
Not all of them.
See ya.
Bye, Cody. Good night.
I didn't think the second one was that bad.
I mean,
it wasn't
the first
that
one.
Bad.
First
the first
one.
But the
bad.
First one's
first
terrible.
One's
and if that's in a
fucking...
The
first
one's bad. One, he should have, like, gone off that.
He should have fucking used the reverse camera. But
just
it was
one.
2010.
One picture's enough. You don't need three.
Exactly.
Especially when they're not getting responses.
And you don't need...
Exactly.
You don't need
one.
To send any when you've fucking called her six times and have left
voicemails.
You don't have to send any when you're fucking Brett Favre.
Right.
Like,
that's
just,
true.
Just
let her get disappointed in real
your
time.
Shot, and if you miss, you miss, man.
Yeah.
Don't
check the neck. Go
try
to
harder.
Fucking.
Do better.
I don't know. That was when he played for the Jets too, and he was fucking terrible. Fuck Brett Favre. I've always hated Brett Favre. Man.
I hate him too.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
He's a piece of shit. Remember when he went
nobody
to the fucking
to get
Vikings and he threw that fucking goddamn.
Speak for yourself.
he had that great season with the Vikings.
He had a great season and then
but
he threw
it. The most Brett Favre player.
Exactly, because he's the old
and
gunslinger. I'm Brett Favre. I'm gonna wear these fucking copper bracelets that don't actually do anything. That's snake oil, but I'll put my name to it and I'm gonna throw an interception in the most critical.
Yeah, but that U shape is the truth. The Wrangler jeans.
Yes. No. Yeah. The U-shaped Wrangler jeans. Like, buddy, Brett. I've seen it, man. You don't need that extra room down there.
You got big old balls. Like, Brett Favre. You need the U-shape.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't see his balls. Maybe he has like fucking giant balls that fucking.
They're probably very swollen
yeah.
from all the hits he's taking.
his last game, because like he had that fucking amazing year. and they went to the NFC Championship game, and he threw that interception. But all they had to do was kick the field goal. They could have just ran. So that's partway on Brad Childress.
That's why his dick shrunk.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But then, like, the next year, he was fucking terrible because right before the season, that broke. Like, that was a huge scandal. Like, he got fined by the NFL for that. And he, like, sucked. And he was 41 years old, like, at the end
broken
of the line.
Down.
Yeah.
And down, his dick's little.
And the last play that he had, I was watching it. It was like a Sunday night football game. It was Minnesota versus Buffalo.
Do you think he choked because he was thinking the whole time everybody knew his dick was small?
Yeah, I believe that fucking factor into it.
No one was choking at his dick.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. But
I think his balls were too huge to not throw that.
Maybe. True. But like the last play that he had in football,
Wrangler made football pants.
somebody from Buffalo like fucking used their helmet and fucking hit him, and it like broke his chin, like knocked him out. They had to like cart him off the field, and he couldn't open his eyes because he was that fucking. And I was like, hey, that's a fucking fitting way to end your career, bro. Like, he's the toughest motherfucker that ever played the game. I will say that. Probably gonna die in the next 6 years from CTE.
Yeah.
But he has a small dick, and I hate him.
His dick got leaked and then his
job. Again, let's not say it's small dick. Bad dick.
Not photogenic. All right.
Not
he's a got
one.
A nice dick.
He does not.
It's a nice smooth
dick. All right,
he's got a fucking giant dick, okay. So he gets to look down on the rest of the world.
Okay, listen. Listen.
And he's got a giant dick, so he gets to be like, oh, I got a giant dick.
Exactly, and I want to fucking reiterate that.
It
all.
Is so photogenic.
Yes, I have a photogenic dick. It winks at you.
It takes selfies.
Ryan didn't
selfies.
Know this. I can tell by the way
he's reacting. It has its own Snapchat.
Would you say?
It does. No, he knows
what?
I have a fucking...
Oh, yeah, I know about his hog.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but I know he's got a big old dong.
The point is...
kind of frightening, I've seen it.
The point is...
Well, then you look at his girlfriend and you're like...
Where are you putting all that?
Trust me, I have 6 inches of dick that have never seen pussy.
I believe that when I saw how tiny your girlfriend was.
That's the Brett Thomas part of your dick?
I do not get that joke.
Brett Thomas
is a guy.
He's a goofy new comic.
He's
the new
Hyde.
Character.
He looks like Hyde.
Is he a virgin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a virgin?
Yeah.
He went out. He was all excited. He went out. He's like, I got a date with the 40. He talks like Garth, by the way. I just realized that right now. And sort of looks like Garth.
Wait. I was walking.
He made
I
out
walked
with the girl
in.
With the fox in the hat. Or the
fox
yeah, 40-some-year-old woman, yeah. Right? Like, he's like, I got a date with the 40-year-old woman. And I was like, that's cool, man. And I was like, that's kind of a weird thing to open with when I just said hi.
This is Robinson. Are you trying to seduce me?
Well, no, I walked in from being out here, and he was on stage. And as I walked in, he goes, just working on this joke. Like, he said it to me. And
yeah,
I was like
awkward.
The only person walking in the door.
He's awkward as fuck.
I have to work in on this
boy.
Joke.
I do like Brett Thomas.
Yeah. I like him.
He's funny.
I love him. But he's adorable
awkward.
Watching him. Turn into this, watching boys become men. The stand-up was hilarious.
Watching Chad Weaver transform was an enjoyable process.
Yeah.
The way he used to dress in his grandpa's old clothes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So funny.
He looked like such a child. The rest of us are getting all fucked up. And just encouraged. You gotta
like,
fuck somebody.
The fact that he didn't, like, embrace it hard, like, he didn't become like a dirtbag. He's like, oh, so don't act like these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, I'll be a little
Chad
less
a nice
weird.
Boy.
And
remember at his high school graduation party, I took acid?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Were you there?
No, I didn't get to go.
Did you go?
I didn't know him that well at that time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I kind of knew him, and like I didn't know that everybody was invited. I didn't get any sort of specific invite, so.
So Chad Weaver has been a comic since he's been in high school. And, like, he's not that. How old is he? Like, 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a comic since he was 17. So he graduated high school, and he invited all these comics, like, because he didn't have high school friends. And it was really funny. It wasn't really that funny, but I was like, hey, you know what would be hilarious? If we drop some acid and go to this fucking high school graduation party.
Who was with you?
And
who were you with?
Walter Hemmelgarn. Do you know him? Our list, probably the 20, actually 30 people that download this podcast know who Walter Hemmelgarn is. Yeah. So we dropped acid, and it was just starting to kick. and they said, hey, we're going to have an open mic for the fucking...
the graduation party?
And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. They like they put like a mic like on their porch and shit like that.
Oh, that's
and, like,
they great.
Had, you know, like I said, it was all comics and like his family.
That's what I love about Chad Weaver, because he's like, I'm going to make this like an entertainment type situation going down.
Yeah, and like his his whole family was there or whatever. So like I had to like pee really bad, but like I was tripping my balls off. And like they had the mic right by their sliding glass door, like because their porch is like stepped, you know what I mean, so people were on the bottom. And so I like get up there and I'm like trying to like not be the center of attention, and I'm sure I wasn't, but like it's like everybody's looking at me. Yeah.
Sure.
And they had the screen door shut, you know, but I didn't see it, and so I just, like, try to casually walk in and just go... yeah, it was not good.
There's not a worse time that could happen.
I was like, oh, like, everybody...
Because you're not drunk and, like, just can be like, ah, I'm drunk, I'm so, like... It was you're so on acid, bad. So you're just like, ah!
It was so bad.
Like, when you're in the grocery store high and you're like, everybody knows some stuff.
Oh, yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like that, only your...
Or your
Ryan
art museum.
That too.
They had a swing set, and I think I just came back out and like sat on the swing set the rest of the time.
I went to a Super Bowl party where I got ridiculously high. I was at like a college buddy's house, and I got high like before I went over. And then I get there, and it's like his girlfriend and her entire family, and all these little kids are running around, and then like two other dudes I went to college with, and I was the only one that was stoned. I just sat there going, like, all these little kids know that I'm stoned right now. Like, this is
yeah, it's so funny.
Way too high to be here. And then my buddy's girlfriend's dad did the most selfish thing I've ever seen. This dude, so in the Super Bowl, this crazy comeback has happened. Most people left
this
at
this
halftime.
Year. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
okay. Most people left at halftime. So it was like a couple of us and my buddy's girlfriend's parents were still there, and her dad was upstairs in an office working. So he's not paying attention to this shit at all. Julian Edelman makes that crazy fucking catch.
Yeah.
We all go nuts. He yells down from upstairs, oh, what happened? And, like, we're all like, okay, craziest catch ever. Like, this shit is insane. Like, you really gotta watch this game. So he goes back to work. They're driving down the field. He comes down. He grabs the remote. He rewinds the game back to the catch.
Stop.
Why are you
and then
it live?
While we're watching the drive to win the game live.
No.
Then he takes the remote, he hits the live button. The Patriots are in the fucking end zone.
No.
We missed it.
Shut up.
It was the most selfish. Everybody else go fuck yourselves. I'm more important. We do what I
want
to do.
Did anybody say anything? Were they like,
is my buddy's girlfriend's dad? Like, what do you want me to do?
Well, you didn't say anything, but did,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
girlfriend
nope.
say fucking
nope.
fuck you, dad? No,
nope. And my buddy was in the corner with his head in his hands because he was so shit-faced.
Oh,
so
no.
is that like, I didn't want to ruin this relationship.
No,
I
you
mean,
can't
like,
say anything
it's not my place, but like, you motherfucker.
That's
you
miserable.
Motherfucker.
I bet the Super Bowl that, like, the over and Atlanta. And, like, it wasn't going to. Like, I had lost up until the fourth quarter, and the Patriots kept making that comeback. And the drive that they had before they went to overtime, they covered the over or whatever, and I fucking went ballistic. I was like, yeah, fucking Atlanta's going to win, and I'm still going to win, and we're all going to do fucking coke, and it's going to be great. Yeah. And then,
were you little Nicky that day?
No, I'm terrible. At
we're all going to do coke. It's going to be great. Getting a flask. Getting a flask.
Horrible movie.
Yes, that was a terrible
I love that
movie.
That came out right at the point where I was a fucking, 11, 12-year-old boy? Right up my alley.
No,
it
was terrible. That
was
the first
Adam
one.
Adam Sandler?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first Adam Sandler movie that I went to see, and I was just like, ah, oh, fuck.
Maybe I
good.
Should be morbid.
it just wasn't good. But I was 14 or 15, and it's just not a good movie.
No, it's terrible.
Like, because, I mean, yeah, The Water Boy and, like, Mr. No, Mr. Big Daddy. I liked all those ones.
I like Mr. Deeds.
Do you know what
Mr. Deeds is okay, but
do you know what the worst movie is produced by that fucking company? Did you ever see Strange Wilderness with Steve Zahn?
I was like excited about that movie.
I was really excited. I love Steve Zahn.
Dude, it doesn't even have a plot. It's like they fucking made a movie and then like
they nailed it with the trailer though. The trailer was hilarious. Remember? I was so excited. We hotboxed my buddy's Jeep for that and we rolled in with 18-inch Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. And
that's
two
a recurring
liters of
theme
Coke.
For you.
It really is.
It's a Philly cheesesteak shirt.
There's a place down the street from my school that had 18-inch Philly cheesesteaks for $7. We all went. We snagged
so it's a
deal.
Steal and it's a sandwich.
And those I got way too high for that movie and was still let down.
Yeah, it's terrible. There's literally
he's high,
like
he's in
there's
deals,
no
and
fucking
he's in
plot
sandwiches.
To it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Steve Zahn's great though. I do like Saving Silverman. That's
Saving Silverman's fantastic.
That's hilarious movie.
Especially the R-rated version.
Yeah, like, I hate her.
They get tits.
Oh, dude, Amanda Peet's tits? She shows her tits in a lot of fucking things.
No, this is before the Philippines.
Amanda Peet, or as I like to call her, 90s Lake Bell.
I was just about to say, I love Lake Bell.
Like, yeah, it's a
huge fan.
Lake Bell? Google
she's
Lake
a
Bell.
Super hot girl.
Yeah, she's fucking. She looks like Amanda Peet with bigger tits.
I'm sure
and,
I she is
and they're just—they're really wonderful.
They're wonderful.
It's
a
wonderful.
I don't think she shows her tits in that, but
she does in the whole nine yards.
Yeah, she does. I saw it in the theater. I was so happy about it.
It's like in eighth grade. I rented that from the library.
Super
and I was
happy
like,
about
right.
seeing tits in a movie back in the day.
What was the first movie that you saw tits in?
I think
a UFC fighter comes up. Amanda Bell.
Lake Bell.
Oh, Lake Bell.
What was the first movie that I saw tits in? I think it was Perseus. What's that called?
Perseus.
Clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
Clash there's tits Titans. In Clash of the Titans.
Right at the beginning.
Wait,
and like
the
again, like
from 2014.
No,
the
like the old one from like
I was gonna say.
The 60s.
I don't remember. The first movie that I saw tits in was in fifth, probably like I saw Porky's. I like got it from my buddies. Like
what a great movie
group.
To have
yeah,
be Porky's. Your first set of tits on screen.
And then in the theaters, it was Titanic. Kate Winslet's
yeah,
one
the theaters,
lone
was,
tit.
I think theaters it was also Titanic.
I still have never seen Titanic.
Really?
To this day, never seen Titanic.
Other people would want.
I think Striptease with Demi Moore was the first time I ever saw.
Oh,
Titanic.
I remember.
Those are,
yeah, they played
that
on
in
that
movie.
TNT.
She looked amazing in that movie.
I remember they played that on TNT when I was in middle school.
But Showgirls. And that was my first movie.
Showgirls was that? Yeah. I remember. I watched.
Jesse.
Yeah, from Saved by the Bell. What's her name?
Jesse Spano.
Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah, there you
yes,
go.
Yes, yes,
yeah. I loved her in that movie.
She's hot as fuck.
What's
who's
his
the
name?
Other girl with her? Like she's
oh, Gina Gershon.
Like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Big fan.
Did you ever see Leaving Las Vegas with Elizabeth Shue?
No.
And Nicolas Cage?
I know of it. I've never seen it.
Oh, I recommend
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage is my favorite actor of all
Nick
time.
Nick Cage is
of all time?
Of all time.
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage.
Nicolas Cage is
he's hilarious. He's hilarious.
Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans is legitimately my favorite movie. It's the fucking Werner Herzog directs it. It's the fucking best movie I've ever seen. It's
why
so
did Nick
good.
Cage become like this like
please
internet sensation
because
of like
he's a
pictures of him with like his hair as like
oh his hair's terrible
memes and like
I have a fourth mic. I just don't have a fourth cord.
Oh well, I have. Cables,
no, no, no.
This.
I have them at my house. I just didn't bring them.
All right, well, now we know. Yeah. Just always be ready for in case my girlfriend wants to shoot the shit with us.
Talk about,
You mean Yoko over here?
Yoko!
Did you ever see that Bill Burr thing where he talks about John Lennon and Yoko with Chuck Berry?
No.
Oh my God. Yoko. There's a video of. It was like Chuck Berry was John Lennon's hero, and they were playing together on the Ed Sullivan Show, some old timey kind of show.
Yeah.
And like Yoko needs attention, so they like give her like a bongo drum to play. Like for whatever reason, she had to be a part of it. She couldn't let John have his moment.
Oh yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
And then midway through the song, she just grabs a microphone and starts making these noises. These dolphin noises, and the look. That Chuck Berry is priceless. It is amazing. This wide-eyed look in his peripherals. Oh, my God.
And then he went back to his hotel to see the video footage of a girl shitting. They put in his
head. He's a rock and roll genius.
You know who really got over his sex scandal real well? Real clean? Fred Willard.
Oh, yeah. He Fred was Willard. Beaten off as like an 82-year-old. Fucking just beaten off in a theater.
Beaten off in a theater. He's such a likable guy that it didn't hurt his image at all. People are like, yeah, it's Fred Willard.
He's I think I saw from something that, yeah. Well, he's from here, but I think, isn't he like headlining something here?
I think he's Cleveland Comedy.
Is he? Oh, shit.
Who else got over one pretty...
Kevin Hart.
Well, Kevin Hart's turned it into... It's not even... It's an extortion scandal, not even anything else, because...
Wait, what?
Because there's a video of him, like, getting on with a girl in, like, his hotel room.
Oh, he is so likable.
And he, someone, like, released it or said, like, they're going to put
it
out there.
She wanted eight figures. She wanted $10 million for that shit.
And he's like, no, you're not going to extort me. I'll just apologize. And
on
then
Instagram.
You can do what you want with it. And so now it's just like...
With his pregnant wife.
Yeah, his wife's pregnant.
And she's standing by him.
Yep. I actually think this is a beautiful story because it kind of like...
Yeah!
That's what I'm saying. Kind of... Seriously, hear me out.
That's my
kind of
girl!
No,
hear me out.
I disagree too.
Because it speaks to... It's 2017 and everybody is just like, you know what? Happens every now and again.
Getting extorted is worse than telling the truth.
Exactly.
100% of the
I think it just speaks to like everybody just being like, just fuck you. Sometimes you're in a marriage and you're fucking, but you're still like fucking together.
Right, but then it's like the like web of lies they have to be told. Like
why
the guy, like the football player you guys were talking about. With like the gay, like cancer patient, all that shit.
Oh, Manti Te'o.
Yeah. Because then it's like one lie covers up another lie. When you should have just been like, all right.
He's still in the NFL, right? Didn't he play for like Miami or somebody?
New Orleans,
all right. Yeah, is he any good in the NFL? I don't
he's
know.
All right. He's
not
serviceable.
That great.
He can't be that good. Cause
he plays for New Orleans.
Yeah, he's not on his first
defense.
Team.
Well, then, but he's in there. He's on the team.
But you can have a good career as like a fucking second. You guys remember Dot Wynn, the linebacker for fucking the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I fucking love that guy. He's like the only Vietnamese NFL player.
One of the few like Asian position players.
Young Wei Ho or whatever
his
name is.
He's a kicker. Doesn't count.
But he's making a name for himself because he's missed two clutch kicks.
How bad? Oh, I was going to tell this yesterday. I think we talked about San Diego. I met the punter for San Diego, and it makes me Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Chargers. Yeah. And he was an asshole. And,
really?
He's a fucking dick.
Which one?
Whoever the white guy is. I don't know.
Punter.
The punter, yeah.
You don't know his name?
I don't remember what his name is.
Didn't happen.
I met, what's his name? John Ryan, the punter for the Seahawks.
Oh, he's dating like a comic.
Sarah Colonna.
Yeah,
that's how I met him.
Oh, yeah.
I opened for Sarah Colonna.
I don't think I met him, but Sarah's great.
Those are some of the best shows. Sarah
great
Colonna shows.
Great.
I've opened for her a couple times. They are, like, honestly, I've gotten, like, the best crowds at those shows. They're almost too easy.
Because it's a Chelsea Lately.
Yeah, they are great comedy fans.
Do you know anybody that watches Chelsea Lately? How is that happen?
But I don't know what people...
Well,
I don't ask
Chelsea
everybody what they watch, and also it's not on the air anymore. So
Chelsea
Lately's
well,
not
but
a
whatever,
thing.
You know.
But she does, like, some, like, she travels, and then she's doing a show on Netflix. She has a Netflix original.
No, yeah, she has a Netflix show.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
But I've never watched it.
All right, we got to wrap this up, because I got to go home. We got to do our...
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that guy, and then our,
beep,
our
beep,
sleepers.
Beep.
Our sleepy...
Fuck that
our
guy.
Our sleepy sleepers.
Yeah.
All right, who's your fuck that guy?
My fuck that guy is Kenny Golladay from the fucking Detroit.
Why fuck that guy?
Because I had 2 points. All he had to do was catch 2 fucking balls.
That's not what you... No, he is a rookie in his second game in the NFL. You can't say fuck that guy.
His first game.
But you can say fuck Le'Veon Bell. That's who you should be saying.
Fine. Fuck Le'Veon Bell. Fuck my whole team. I was the number one fucking pick. Bullshit.
When your top pick is
as long as
nothing.
I fucking beat you, motherfucker.
Good fucking luck. Good fucking luck.
I can't wait till Kareem Hunt tears his fucking ACL the week that we play. It's gonna be fucking great.
I'm sure that'll happen.
right, who's your fuck that guy?
My fuck that guy is Andy Dalton. He is not on my team, but I do have AJ Green and Tyler Eifert. And they have yet to score a touchdown.
Because Andy Dalton's not throwing the ball. Or not getting the ball.
Dude, just getting fucking destroyed.
Yeah, he sucks. Fuck Andy Dalton.
My fuck that guy. Who was my fuck that guy?
I don't remember. Who was your fuck that guy?
I don't remember. It was from yesterday. My phone's dead, so I can't even look at my team.
LeSean Kaiser. No, you're... No,
that's, you're
oh, wait, I'm giving away...
My sleepy sleeper. Away sleeper. That was my sleepy sleeper.
Kenny Britt. Why not?
No, it's not that.
But probably, fuck him, too.
I mean, it's... what's his face for getting hurt? Because that guy... That's
David Johnson.
Had. Yeah. But also... Oh, it was Cooks.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks,
Brandon
man.
Brandon Cooks sucks.
Brutal.
Shit.
It's because he's not a white receiver, so Tom Brady won't throw to him.
But I, so now your sleepy sleeper, who's going to show up big this week if someone wants to go get someone? Mine's DeShone Kizer.
You're talking about pickups.
Yes,
he's a pickup, yeah. Or a starter.
Yeah, I like starter better.
Okay. Well, all right, starter, we'll go, I'm going to go Frank Gore.
Frank okay. Gore, that's I didn't even know Frank Gore was still in the NFL.
Yeah.
Still playing for Indianapolis.
He's going to run over the Browns?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't know.
That's not a bad pick.
He could just get some points.
I'm going to go. My starter is Jarvis Landry, because especially if you're in a PPR league, because he had 9 receptions last weekend, and I didn't start him.
And who are they playing? They're playing someone. They're playing the Jets.
Yeah.
So that's a great pick.
Yeah.
Mine is Kareem Hunt.
No, that's not.
That's Brian's gonna pick Kareem Hunt.
No,
every
I don't know. I can't remember who I said yesterday.
I can't remember who I said yesterday.
Derrick Henry. I'm excited about that.
From Tennessee.
From Tennessee.
Tennessee.
DeMarco Murray's having some hamstring
Tennessee
issues.
Plays,
but that's a super obvious
a
one.
A good team.
That's why I like the. I wanted to go.
I think Golden Tate. Golden Tate was my pick yesterday.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's right. Because you say you're an idiot and you say Golden Tate, and I'm an intellectual, and I say Gilded Perennium.
You did it. We made so many good jokes. Thank you so much for remembering to give me my keys, babe.
All right. All right. As always, Clay Travis, suck my cock. Follow us.
Time.
Follow us at Fantasy Boys with a Z Pod. On Twitter, email us at fantasyboyswithaz@gmail.com. I'm Ryan DiPerna.
I'm Bill Squire.
I'm Brian Kenny.
All right, go fuck yourself. Oh no, that's Bill Burr. I can't.
Go Browns.
Go Browns. Go Browns, buddy. All right, see ya.
Do you see that, Alex?